It's a culture, you can't forget about that. Too many vultures in it, too many. I think Nas said hip hop is dead, cause he couldn't see the culture in it. Too many funny clothes, too many auto tunes, too many gangsters. When they made the auto tune, listen, boy, you should play your role. Like rap, don't need a brand new De La Soul. Pay homage to any MC, pay by road. Or the big Mercedes Benz, boy, won't get drove. I say that cause I be where the monsters at. I'm like, goddamn, they even screwed up conscious rap. Goddamn, rap need a new PE. Fight the guy when be free. Try to bring the light like GE. Swag and I grind. Don't you rhyme about a thought that you had on your mind? You an MC, let me see how you really design, you know?
Well, it's gone, the shit is pathetic. Please forget it. The sound is playing out. Well, it's gone.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. And this is the Cold World Podcast. It's Taco Tuesday. I hope life's treating everyone well. I'm doing well. And on today's episode, as I said earlier, we're going to be discussing random conversations, you know what I mean? We're going to be discussing white serial killers and all that kind of stuff. Enjoy the episode, and until the next one, peace. And thanks for listening. Truly appreciate it. And stay safe out here and enjoy the rest of your week and get that bread.
Taco Tuesday, y'all.
Definitely having some tacos tonight.
I'm Mexican. Got to.
So, gotta go get gas. Go get gas. Cigarettes. And all that shit. So how's everyone doing this morning? Hope life's treating you well so far. I mean, when people listen to this, like, saying it'd probably be like the middle of the day or whatever. Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning right now. I'm running to do some get some squares, gotta get a little gas, and what else do I need? I think that's it. So I'm going to do that. Might stop at McDonald's, get some breakfast potentially. But, yeah, other than that, it's going to be a chill day. Yeah, so I'm just checking in. We're going to put together an episode highlighting more white crime, sexual assault, murder. These are all white people doing this stuff. Some Forensic Files clips. Yeah, we love watching Forensic Files. We went to sleep to that shit last night. Yeah, weirdly, that stuff's relaxing to go to bed to, like them crime shows and shit. They are kind of relaxing. I ain't gonna lie. It's weird. I don't know why, but yeah. So, we're gonna do that. Roll some of that content out. Be pretty good, I think. I hope everyone will. I'm not going to say enjoy it, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to enjoy criminal stuff, but just wanted to show, you know, and continue to highlight, you know, other people doing bad things, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure some of you watched the news this morning or whatever and heard about the shootings and all that stuff and all the black crime. Like, I just, and I'm not saying that there's not, you know, black people that commit crimes and harm each other and rob and all that, there is. Like, come on, man. I'm not dumb. I'm in the city, so I know what's going on. But I'm saying other groups of individuals, other races of people, you know what I mean? They don't ever get put on blast and, you know what I'm saying? Or like if you do hear about like suburban crime, you'll hear about it maybe once or twice. You'll hear it, you know, on the weekend, early in the morning on the news when everyone's still in bed sleeping and shit. That's when you'll hear about that stuff. Or you got to go online and look and all that kind of stuff to find it. So I'm going to make it a little easier. You know what I mean? So this stuff would be front podcast news. Kristen Rugama had 5 individual encounters raping a relative who was a minor over a 20-day period. Kristen Nicole Rugama, white lady. Kristen Nicole Rugama, white lady, was charged with incest, forcible compulsion, incapable of consent of younger than 18 years of age, and third-degree rape. And then it says, will they ever leave kids alone? She's third-degree rape, white lady. Uh-huh. Yep. Her name is Kristen Nicole Rugama. She raped 5. That's incest. Right? That's incest.
I mean, yeah.
That's crazy as hell. Man. Let's see what else is. Harry Bernard arrested on charges including rape, contact with a 15-year-old, and intent for sex, and arranging to meet a 15-year-old for sexual purposes. Sherry Bernal. Sherry, B as in boy, E-R-N-A-L, I mean Bernal, who teaches preschool in Los Angeles, was released on bond pending a future court appearance after having her bail set at $180,000 following her arrest. Do you think they should be allowed to work around children? This is Sherry Bernard, white lady. Sherry Bernal, arrested on charges including rape, contact with a 15-year-old with intent for sex, and arranging to meet a 15-year-old for sexual purposes. Sherry Bernal, who teaches preschool in Los Angeles, was released on bond pending a future court appearance after having her bail set at $180,000. She's a preschool teacher. White lady, she got glasses on. This is 2 crazy ones. Y'all want to hear it? Listen.
Appropriate relationships with juveniles. An investigation into 30-year-old Clint Arnaville of Bossier City led to charges against him, including first-degree rape of a child under 13, indecent behavior with juveniles, and possession of pornography involving juveniles. His bond is set at $2,845,000. And the investigation into Arnaville led to a second arrest of a Lafayette, Louisiana man. 40-year-old Alan Byrd was brought back to Bossier Parish on charges, including first-degree rape of a child under 13. Now, Byrd remains in jail on a $2,350,000 bond. And Bossier Parish authorities have 2 men in jail, both facing several charges around
Okay, let's see who else is doing stuff wrong.
Vanished from her a 1-year-old girl who vanished from her father's home was raped and then murdered, police say. Jalen Ammerman's body was found near a wooded area in Indiana with a burn pile nearby believed to contain her clothes and other evidence. This man, 22-year-old Kyle Parker, is accused of the crime, in which prosecutors leading the case are calling monstrous.
Information that we received, we were able to cooperate with other facts of the case, with other evidence that was seized.
Investigators say Parker is a family friend and was drinking whiskey at Shaylin's father's home that night. Police say he waited until everyone fell asleep and abducted the child. According to the autopsy, Shaylin suffered from severe sexual battery while alive and then died from asphyxiation. Parker pleaded not guilty in court and remains in jail being held without a 1-year-old girl.
Crazy shit. All right,
with this white guy.
Well, Rachel, how are you supposed to do
it? Uh-oh.
Nigger, stupid, slutty nigger. Call the fucking cops, nigger. Call the fucking cops, nigger. Call the cops, nigger. Yeah, you call the cops, nigger. Oh, why aren't you calling? Victor, give me my phone. Bitch, give me my phone. Call the cops. Somebody call the cops on this nigger. Call the cops, nigger. Call
the cops.
That's
my face.
Call cops 911 now. Victor, get my wallet. What? Call the cops, bitch. Call the cops, nigger.
Yep, that's these white people calling us niggers. I'm just playing it so you guys can hear it. That's just what they say. While people are saying that, people don't say that shit to us no more. This white dude is going nuts. He's going nuts. He's mad. He's mad because this black girl exposed him doing some bullshit, and he's pissed now.
What was he doing?
It doesn't even say, it just says racists are mentally unstable and need psychiatric treatment. So he's just losing his fucking mind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Calling her nigger and shit.
911!
For what?
485! Call cops, nigger.
Are you okay?
Call cops, nigger. Nigger, stupid, slutty nigger. Call the fucking cops, nigger. Call the fucking cops, nigger. Call the cops, nigger.
Look at this stupid-ass white man, dude.
Yeah, you call the cops, nigger. Oh, why aren't you calling? Victor, give me my phone. Bitch, give me my phone. Call the cops. Somebody call.
Okay, yep. So, yep. And let's see. We'll get one more.
And they need to be eradicated so my children and all the other white children have a chance in this world.
Baby, just out there, so.
I think there should be another genocide. Or a genocide.
You say genocide, you mean the women, the children, the kids?
Absolutely.
Why? She's holding right there.
Because they're a poison and they need to be eradicated so my children.
Sounds like the little white baby don't like the white mom. This is white lady on here and saying all black people should be eradicated.
Substitute teacher charged with raping one of her middle school students. Evening Edition's Lee Searcy shows us what happened today in court.
All right, you're Alexandria Allen.
Yes.
This was court video of Alexandria Allen in January, soon after her arrest on three charges of third-degree rape involving one of her former students, an eighth-grade boy. Today, the former Royal Spring Middle School substitute teacher was actually in court after her indictment on all three counts. Her attorney waived formal arraignment and entered a not guilty plea to the charges. We talked to the student's mother last fall.
I just want her in jail.
She won't get her wish. Allen, who's accused of raping the then 15-year-old, is out of jail.
She's in double zero, low risk.
At her lawyer's request, the judge lowered Allen's $50,000 bond to $5,000 and ordered her to wear an ankle monitor despite objections from the prosecutor. Police originally said she missed a court date. But her attorney told the judge she wasn't running. He says she was never notified of the court date.
You're right, Chris. And it was a pretty much a...
...in here charged with indecent solicitation of a child, traveling to meet a child, grooming, and solicitation of a sexual act. Three are from St. Louis. The other four are from surrounding areas. They were caught during a two-day anti-human trafficking operation on the east side. If you ever suspect human trafficking, contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888. That number is also are behind bars after being...
These are white men, sex trafficking. Now we're saying black dudes, sex trafficking, white women and black women. These are seven white dudes, sex trafficking. Here, listen to the report.
arrested and charged for their role in a human car behind.
I want to hear when they say seven white men. I want to get all that in there.
Are behind bars after being arrested and charged for their role in a human trafficking operation in East St. Louis. All seven are on your screen here, charged with indecent solicitation of a child, traveling to meet a child, grooming, and solicitation of a sexual act. Three are from St. Louis. The other four are from surrounding areas. They were on the east side. If you ever suspect human trafficking, contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888. Delaware County, a police officer is under arrest tonight, accused of Delaware County.
Uh-oh, bogus cop here. Listen up. Okay. Bogus copper.
A police officer is under arrest tonight, accused of disturbing crimes against minors. Our Steve Keeley has the details for us tonight from Sharon Hill.
After being charged with sexually assaulting three children, Sharon Hill rookie police officer Tyler Humphreys found himself on the other side of the police booking photo lens. The 21-year-old from Malvern had last got his photo taken just in September. That's when he was sworn in as one of six new Sharon Hill police officers. Not known at the time of the swearing-in by authorities is what the Chester County District Attorney's Office and Pennsylvania State Police say were Humphreys' past sexual assaults of those three child victims that started in 2014 and continued through last year. And Officer Humphreys had been working around children recently, too, assigned as a Sharon Hill School Resource Officer. He was also a part-time Fulcroft police officer, and the DA says it's unknown if the criminal acts occurred while he was employed there. We cannot reach anyone from Fulcroft Police for a statement, and the police chief of Sharon Hill, Richard Herring, did not return our phone message or release any public statement on whether Humphreys was suspended, put on administrative leave, or fired, since he may still have been on a probationary period as a new hire. In the words of District Attorney Deb Ryan, our shocking and unconscionable criminal behavior beyond comprehension. The victims range from a 9-year-old boy to a 15-year-old girl to a 19-year-old woman. The sexual assaults on the 9-year-old boy happened when Humphreys was 12, and the earliest sexual assault of the now 19-year-old victim began when she was just 11 and continued through last year.
Details about a McAllister woman accused of planning to, quote, shoot 400 people for fun at her old school. Court documents say Alexis Wilson cut her hair to look more like one of the Columbine shooters, and deputies say they found messages on her phone about the number of exits at the high school auditorium and the fact that it would be crowded for graduation in May. And they say the AK-47 and ammo found in her home were only purchased 2 weeks ago. Wilson has pleaded not guilty to charges of making a terroristic threat.
So we got one queued up?
Yep. Young girl's murder, so 26 years later.
Oh my goodness.
The day before, Harriet had climbed into her car in Raleigh, North Carolina for a weekend road trip to Nashville. The drive should have taken 8 hours. 5 days later, she still has not arrived.
They're always the district attorneys.
Not.
It's Rodney Hastings.
Rodney Hastings.
He's from Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Charleston, South Carolina. They just look callous. Is that a word? Ain't that a word, callous? That's for a white killer, callous. They're callous. They just look callous. Is that a word? Ain't that a word, callous? That's they're worried about little Ray Ray.
When he allegedly killed Betty Sue McConnell.
That little white girl got drafted first, I think. Caitlin Clark. They're mad at Diana Taurasi because Diana Rossi wasn't kissing her butt. I don't know what happened with him, but you could tell Diana Taurasi wasn't into kissing her butt and saying she was the best. Diana Taurasi, remember we were watching the game and it was the two women, they were broadcasting? Yeah, and so everyone's all, not everyone, but they're kind of salty. I wasn't salty at it.
That Caitlin Clark ain't the best, but Ollie's like, what are people seeing, man? So what's Iowa going to do now? Their team's going to be trash. I don't know what's going to happen with that Memorial Day parade, and Waukesha has been canceled. They're all mad at Daryl Brooks, and they milked that community. It was somebody, I heard it was somebody that gave close to $6 million to that Waukesha thing that happened. And they tried to make it seem like dude plowed through there intentional. That's what I didn't like. Every time dude goes to court for something, he's on the news. Daryl Brooks. Because, you know, he still goes back and forth to court for, like, just little minor bullshit. And they'll be all in the courtroom, all on the news. Talking about that. I wonder who's going to leave next from 12. Somebody. I hope what's-her-name stays around for a bit. Because, you know, he still goes back and forth to court for, like, just little minor bullshit. And they'll be all in the courtroom, all on the news. Talking about that. I wonder who's going to leave next from 12. What's her name stays around for a bit. Dude said I was driving around drinking, getting high. What he saying? Listen to this crazy white man on. We're watching the crime shows. What's his forensic files? Listen.
So she couldn't tell anybody what you'd done?
She tried to run, okay, from the back of the truck. Now, I grabbed her and she backed her at the same time.
On August 2nd, 2005, Hyatt pleads guilty to the murder of Jerry Jones. The Simmons and McConnell families are both in the courtroom to hear this final verdict.
How we grieve for the other Jones family.
Oh, man, these, man. Oh, no, I do want to look up black people mysteriously disappeared in rural towns.
Because I really don't think it bothers him.
Because I feel like it's some black people. It's a case right now. What's that one out of Georgia? Or was it Arizona or Georgia where the dude went missing? Was he missing like part of his hand or something like that? It was a young black dude. He went out to Arizona. And he came up missing, and they found his truck. It was running or something. His clothes were in it.
Yeah. Yeah, they never found his body, but, like, they have, like, the GPS from his truck
or whatever. Because
and it, like, went into a ditch and then went somewhere else. And then, like, his clothes were strewn all over the desert. And
really, baby? That's some Arbel shit. I miss my wife. Arbel's crazy. God darn it, it's not fair. It was crazy. But no, but that was in a part of town out there where it was mostly white people. Dude probably got killed by some crazy white dude. That was out there living out there. That, you know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of them, not even the homeless people, well, I guess they are considered homeless. You know what I'm saying? People that just are like, they don't want to, like, pay bills. They don't want to live, like, under normal, you know what I'm saying? Under normal rule, you know what I'm saying, a life. And they just end up going out west. They go out to California and just become just, like, just street people. And they end up walking out into the mountains and the woods out there and living in the woods. And they end up killing people sometimes.
Looked like somebody totally ransacked the house
and things
were out of the cabinet.
You like that?
No.
Oh my god. Oh, okay.
Oh. It was just kind of like a nightmare, like something was happening.
This always, these white families are grieving a lot too. Races down the road. Crime shows are pretty good, though.
Screaming. Nanny's been murdered, and somebody...
Nanny.
Ooh, I want to check out Pearl Jam. And I what she's saying.
Pearl Jam's got a new one out?
And we called 911 at that point. I'm going to check it out tomorrow.
Just call me on
of the murder and notifying the sheriff's department of the murder.
Indiana State Police. Ricker of the Indiana State Police. You know he's driving around looking for somebody black to arrest.
No reason for it to happen.
What do they do? What do they got a force for? Ain't nobody white out there doing nothing but meth.
Any existence to this person whatsoever.
And they know most of them. They're out there looking for black people and Mexican people that ain't from here. Because if they see a Mexican just lingering around, walking around, they wonder what's up with them. Because they figure if a Mexican ain't working or inside the house eating burritos and tacos and shit, or they ain't at the grocery store or El Rey, and they see them just kind of aimlessly walking around, they think they're illegal. Those are the people that have been getting pulled over and shit. And they might just be coming from the gas station upstairs, going to get a pack of Newports. And they're going to get asked for their paper. Ain't right. Is that right, baby? Do you want? Because I bet you it's a lot. We could look up some here. I bet you it's some missing black people. Some of the, on the missing things we did, I bet you some of them people are black. Because we don't really click on the areas where it don't look like we're familiar with, like the rural towns, but I bet you some of them missing people from way up there are black.
Are like one of the only two active in town,
and they go missing. Come on, because ain't nobody black killed them, and ain't nobody black drove way the hell up wherever they're at to harm them.
So upstairs was kind of neat, and there was also two different sets of shoe prints. I knew one would probably be a.
Sorry, baby.
That's okay.
Just my arms don't reach that far.
Documents the shoe prints and makes his way to the living room, where he gets a close look at the broken.
But when we do go to California, though, point of entry. We're going to do Southern though for still, right?
Yes.
Because I feel like the further you go up North California, it's potential. I mean, it's potential racism everywhere. But I'm saying there's more of a better chance we're going to be around more chill people in Southern.
Yeah, but like the San Francisco areas.
To me, oh, really?
Yeah.
But that could mean, yeah.
But it's also proof there.
I heard this. I saw a documentary when I was in the urban release program. They showed us this documentary of, they were in San Francisco, and there was these dope fiends. They were on heroin and shit. And they were living on the streets in downtown San Francisco. It was so nasty and dirty. They were going into the little mini subway stations or whatever it was. And they were dipping off into like these porta potties and getting high and shooting up and shit.
Well, Maya and I went to like this one.
It stank. It was stinking a lot.
It smelled like poop and marijuana.
And despair.
And like piss. Like homeless. Like incontinence.
Like someone homeless slept in the
car.
Like
a nursing home. It smelled like a nursing home. Two days before the murder.
She caught a strange man. A strange man sleeping under her house. That's a white man doing
like
that.
Like, we went into, like, this nice clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we came out, and it just, like, stunk like just a pile of shit.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and, like, what, like, we were in Chinatown.
Dang. Sorry.
And that was interesting. Did you eat a lot of rice?
Not damn shit.
I mean, we went to a Chinese.
Do they get mad if you don't use them chopsticks out there?
No, because I don't know how to use
them. Marley, get your ass off the phone, honey. Thank you, baby. Weren't getting any information from the public because they always lie. That's what I'm worried about, getting a hold of that AI is in cops sometimes. I ain't lying to you.
But like, as
it's gonna happen.
But as we got out of the city, then it got nicer.
Oh, yeah.
But the town we stayed in...
I'd be scared.
When we stayed at the Russian River.
The Russian River?
Yeah. It's just a river. Your mom and Jim have been there, too. It's like in wine country.
Don't say the Ukraine, either. If you ever come in contact with a Ukrainian, you got to say Ukraine. They get mad when you say the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Not mad, but they don't like that shit.
Well, it sounds that's weird, too.
Really? Oh.
Well, yeah.
Not mad, but they don't like that shit.
Well, it sounds that's weird, too.
Really? Oh.
Well, like, why do you put the in front of Ukraine but not any other country?
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't be like the Ireland.
I guess maybe I've heard it said like that when I was
younger.
People
do, and I don't understand why.
Right, the Ukraine. Maybe it just sounds easier when you say it.
Because
Ukraine.
It was once part of Russia.
Right.
No.
Oh,
so
part.
Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yugoslavia ain't a thing.
Yeah. So we stayed in this tiny little town.
Mm-hmm.
In these, like, this little, it was like, it was a hotel, but it was cabins, mm-hmm. like, all connected.
Peace and blessings again. This is DBJ. Thanks for listening to this episode. And I will holler at everyone soon. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace.